talking to Larry Langbrake, director of SRI St. Petersburg and USF St. Petersburg College of Business Dean Malin Ibrahim-Poor. Mr. Langbrake, you were talking today about the future of downtown St. Petersburg's Marine District, which SRI and USF St. Pete are both a huge part of. What was the one thing that you would hope that the audience would get out of your speech today?
Well, the Marine Science District is a collection of world-class capabilities that are well-positioned to address a number of important needs across the globe. And just educating the public and letting them know that St. Petersburg has this unique collection. Actually, I can't think of another city in the country that has the collection and breadth and depth of knowledge and capabilities that exist right here in our Marine Science District. So that's really the core message.
One of the things you also touched on was the idea of the Restore Act. Obviously, the BP oil spill will continue having its effect for years and years ahead of time. How big an opportunity is the Restore Act for the Marine District, and how well poised is the district to act on this opportunity?
Well, that's a very good question. The Restore Act is something that, of course, we're all hopeful will result in an influx of investment to address this long-term impact and long-term issue of oil spill and the long-term issue of monitoring drilling operations and improving those so that we don't repeat that incident. But in terms of how well poised are we? We're extraordinarily well poised. We have the Florida Institute of Oceanography with its ships and the expertise that it has in terms of getting out there in the field to address these problems. We have the USF College of Marine Science with its world-class researchers and its students and research associates. We have the Fish and Wildlife Research Institute, the United States Geological Survey, NOAA Fisheries Service, the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, and SRI. All of them bring together expertise and capabilities that are directly relevant to the list of priorities identified in the Restore Act. So to say we're well poised would be an understatement. I think that we are some of the best prepared in the entire Gulf of Mexico region amongst the five states that are going to be involved to address these really important issues in the Gulf of Mexico around the whole issue of oil exploration and energy development.
And now, obviously, it's tough to forecast that far out, but what do you see in 5 years or 10 years being the most important contribution of the district and the most important issue that the district will have to look at?
Well, it's very difficult, as you well know. 5 years, 10 years out, the world is changing rapidly. The one thing I can say is that in terms of creating value, this collection of entities and their representative expertise, that group is coming together more strongly every day. Its ability to address important problems and create value, that skill, if you will, that multi-organizational skill that develops is improving. And honestly, I believe that in 5 years, whatever the challenges are that we face, this organization of marine science entities and their expertise will be very, very well equipped with the skills to create value in that environment.
One of the things that you spoke of during your speech today was the idea of it's not just the Marine District, but it's also downtown St. Pete that the Marine District fits into. When you're looking at the Marine District kind of being on the upswing, and yet there's the uncertainty of some of the components of downtown St. Pete, the Rays, the St. Pete Pier, does that concern you in any way, and what do you see that having an effect on the Marine District?
Actually, it does not concern me. I think that there's always a certain level of uncertainty out there, and there's a certain level of chaos out there, and those always present opportunity. We just have to be smart about how we bring together organizations such as those in the Marine Science District with, say, for instance, the College of Business and Johns Hopkins and other USF St. Petersburg programs to leverage and capitalize on our expertise to the benefit of the entire city. That's really the goal.
You worked at USF at the Center for Ocean Technology. How important is USF's role as both an educator and a research vessel in the Marine District and to the St. Petersburg and Florida economy?
It's incredibly important. Having that university anchor within the entire area there is just critically important. We have to have highly skilled, highly trained individuals for the next generation of workforce members out there. They need to understand value creation. They need to understand the finer details of business and innovation, it's critical that we have those programs and that we grow them. So it's very important that they're there.
Dean, one of the things that Larry just mentioned there was the idea of the business skills as well as the innovation that people need to have. When you look at the map of the Marine District, USF St. Pete smack dab in the middle of that map. How vital is it for the university and the College of Business to maintain the relationships with the district?
It's extremely important for many reasons. One is we learn from all the people who are around us, all experts. We have doctors, we have scientists. They're all around us. So we can learn from them and see what the needs are, and we can provide that needs. That's one aspect. The other thing is that we deliver a product. It's called a student. And part of it is that knowing what they need, we can actually educate our student so they can serve the need of the community. In this community, meaning, you know, SRI, meaning Johns Hopkins, meaning Baker Hospital. There are so many opportunities for a student that being there by itself, it gives us an advantage that many other schools don't have that.
And one of the things that we always look at is the three-legged stool of business, of college, and of government. How important is it for the college, for the university, to serve as maybe even kind of like a fulcrum point for the relationship between the three entities?
It's extremely important, and actually one of the goals we have is bring the latest idea to the people, and that's why we have this kind of event. And we go out of our comfort zone, meaning we're coming out of college, out of campus, to be outside and tell people that the latest thing's happening. Like what Larry was talking today about is something that a lot of people may not know, and hopefully this takes the word out and people understand. So it's very important for us to do that.
Larry Langbrick, Director of SRI St. Petersburg, and USF St. Pete College of Business Dean Meling Abraham-Poor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.